This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hollywood Babylon. All right, Larry Nichols is our guest. Got another guest coming in at the next segment. You know, what he's saying, I know he has these sources, but I can see it. The news are calling for shutting us down. They misrepresent what we say, what we do. It's all covered under the First Amendment. You know, they say, I say nobody died at Sandy Hook. What I said is, Anderson Cooper turns, we've shown, and his nose disappears, it's a blue screen, or green screen. And CNN's been caught saying they're in the field when they're not during the Iraq War, the first one. And then they've got cars driving while they're interviewing Nancy Grace and another lady, and you see the same car driving behind them in a circle. It's all fake. Now, I don't know, when I say all fake, the broadcast star. I don't know if people died there or not. I know there's real mass shootings. They go, well, he said it didn't happen. He's going to cause death. You're the ones causing death running around. I'm covered. But it shows you're going for broke. Then I cover what's in the weird Podesta emails. And Eric Prince comes out and says he has sources that it's pedophilia. And you got Clinton caught, you know, on the Lita Express and all this pedophilia crap going on. And then they just change the subject because it's about pizza codes to some pizza place that Podesta goes to, and then say that I'm saying all this when it came from Reddit and everywhere, and then say, oh, look, he's backpedaling. No, I'm not. I'm not saying the people at that pizza place are doing anything. We covered an internet investigation. Then they say, oh, a guy went in there with a gun, so you got to take Alex Jones off the air. Good luck. Good luck. You're going to take us to the next level. They've miscalculated just like they failed and tried to steal it from Trump and it blew up in their face. It's the same thing. We've got providence. And this is how tyrants end up falling. This is history. But Trump needs to get out on the offensive as well, because they're calling for banning the president off of Twitter, saying he's a, quote, bully. They're shooting high, folks. They're shooting at me. They're shooting at him. This is big. This is dangerous. Larry, you were talking during the break. You said the way to expose this is sunshine, expose their plan. They'll have to crawl back in their rat hole. So what do folks do?
Let me tell you, if you want proof of this, there's a reason they're not talking about flipping votes on the mainstream news. There's a reason. Because it would make people rise up. So I'm telling you, every one of you out there now, you start spreading the word. Don't make yourself look crazy. Just tell the facts. Tell the facts. 28 states, the electors can vote any way they want to, regardless of the popular vote. Tell the facts. They've said it. Nancy Pelosi's daughter's got 30 that want the secret intelligence.
And by the way, that's now in the news. And let me just add here, because you're absolutely right. Notice they didn't try to announce the day that Trump won they were going to try to steal it, because everybody was awake. They'd get angry. They waited until Christmas came. Everybody was happy. We went to sleep. Now they're making their move. We've got to raise the alarm.
You've got to raise the alarm. People, you've got to wake up. These people cannot function when the light is exposed on them. That's why they hate InfoWars and Alex Jones. That's why they hate the people like Drudge that do come out and give you the whole story. Listen. Spread the word. Spread the word. That's what they're trying to do. Hey, listen, Alex, it worked. How do you think Trump got elected? Everybody was told Trump couldn't win. Trump couldn't win. It was your audience and other people throughout this country that went out and said, no, that's a lie. He can win. The polls are a lie. And you know what? They did.
And it was just because Drudge, it's more credit than anybody, because he would put up whenever they were having voterless victories for Ted Cruz. It was just that image that defeated them. And then he even came out and said, it's lies like that on Drudge. Drudge used to be pretty good. It's lies like that is why I'm losing. No, you had voterless victory. So, again, they can't have Breitbart. They can't have InfoWars. Right. They can't have Drudge. And, folks, we've got to – but as you said, don't you think exposing them will force them to back off? I mean, they're bold.
Yes.
They've got to go to full martial law to shut me up.
Listen, if we expose it and people are aware of it, and they know people by the millions are aware of it, now all of a sudden they're not going to be quite as bold on the legal remedies that we might have in return. Look, if this is a conspiracy, which you know it is, and they do this to steal this election under false and libelous pretense, then, yeah, that's a crime.
Listen, let me do this. I know you're a busy guy. Let me have you back up tomorrow, if you can, Larry, to actually walk through what your source was telling you. And you said they were pretty freaked out. But what your source told you is what's in the news. And I'm glad that Senator Sessions is looking into this. Thank you so much. And later in the broadcast, I'm going to put your address up for folks as well.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at KDArmor.com, CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on. You know, I don't have to believe Larry Nichols, even though about 95% of what he's always told me has come true. I know for a fact they have had thousands of news articles. It's got to be 5,000. I get the Google alert. Sometimes it's 1,000 a day. Usually it's a couple hundred. Probably more than 5,000, just lying, taking quotes out of context. I'm talking about Syria and Hillary being responsible for kids getting raped, murdered, and cut up. They say I'm talking about some pizza place. I mean, you next level deception. And they're doing it to Trump, putting up quotes where he hates people and saying it's true, and then they later admit it's not true. It's next level deception. And now in colleges, they're saying don't even say holiday. That's politically incorrect because somebody might not have a holiday in their religion or their group. Wonder Woman's banned because she's, quote, attractive and white at the UN. This is a cult. And the Republican establishment's against Trump. The Democratic establishment's against Trump. And Pastor Manning, who I really like, he's a funny guy and he's smart. Not smart, he always has great angles on things. He's been coming on the show, I don't know, 6, 7 years, something, or maybe 8 years, I don't know. He's got Otla, good church there in Harlem, helping folks. And he's gone up against bad guys like Al Sharpton. He's also got some of the just funniest rants I've ever seen. We might play one, but it's not quite family-oriented. I guess he is a pastor. Maybe he can approve it for us. But the fire clip, because maybe we'll get him to repeat it for us live on air. He joined us, Atlah, ATLAH.org. But he hadn't been on in a few weeks. And I said, hey, let's get him back on. And I haven't been able to follow what he's doing lately because I've been real busy like everybody else has. And his secretary goes, now, Pastor Manning doesn't like Trump, man. You need to check that out. You still want him on? I said, yeah, sure. I don't know exactly what he's saying. Because I've been so busy because they're trying to steal the election right now. Whether you love Trump or hate him, they're trying to get the electors to flip right now. Hillary's all convulsing all over the place, saying ban fake news. Obama's on TV and in speeches and in the Rolling Stone last week saying we need to shut down the fake news. And, of course, I'm the chief supposed fake news. I mean, what's fake? All I do is sit here and show you what I'm talking about. I mean, the mainstream media is putting out this graph showing fake news. They say BBC, The Washington Post, and New York Times are totally nonpartisan, bipartisan, with no bias, and are totally truthful. That is the most ridiculous crap. We have WikiLeaks, The Washington Post, NPR, all these people directing the lies. So, I mean, this is just ridiculous. What's fake news? No, I have my own cutting analysis. And I have guests on. They don't control what we say. And they hate it. So they're trying to overturn the Trump election. And Al Manning met with Trump, said he liked Trump. We're going to find out right now why he doesn't like Trump, because I want to get folks on that, you know, to keep us honest here. And I don't like some of these appointments Trump's done. I like some of them. Now, if he goes sideways once he gets in, doesn't try to get this initiative done, doesn't try to bring the jobs back, I'm going to be mad. But so far, lots of jobs coming back. Japanese $50 million investment, $10 billion steel mills, Carrier coming back, Ford plants coming back. Another big company came out and announced IBM, 25,000 more workers. It goes on and on. So let's find out from Pastor Manning exactly what's going on from right there in Harlem, New York City. So, Pastor Manning, first off, I really like that purple shirt. That's sharp.
Thank you, sir. I like it, too. I wore it just for you.
They're going to set you a secret code, though, that you're part of the Hillary Purple Revolution. It's code.
I'm not a part of Hillary anything unless it's to diabolically remove her.
No, I know you don't like her. So what's going on with Trump?
Well, I haven't been on the broadcast for a couple of months. I thought I would be responsible and respectful of you. When I withdrew my support from Trump, I didn't want to come on your broadcast and slam him while you were in full support of him. You have to remember, I supported Trump perhaps even before you did. I think you were with Ted Cruz for quite some time. I jumped on the Trump bandwagon. In fact, we wrote that song, The Trump Train. It came out of our ministry. One of our members wrote it, and one of our members performed it. So when I recognized that Trump had made some commitments to me and our group when we were with him at Trump Tower going back over a year ago, and I felt with those kinds of commitments, I'd go ahead and stick my head out and endorse a politician, something I'd never done before, Alex. I'd never endorsed any politician previously. But I was encouraged by what Trump said, and I had some really, really kind and exalting, if you will, words to say about him. But shortly after he made those commitments to me and to our group of what at the time were black pastors, if you will, and others, he walked all that back. In fact, he demonstrated emphatically that he had no intentions of keeping the commitments he made to us. Well, then I felt not obligated to keep my commitment to him.
Okay, well, let's talk about those commitments then, because I don't know about any of this. Just to be clear, up front, I was probably more of a Rand Paul supporter and a Cruz guy, because I didn't really know Trump. But early on, when they started really hating Trump and going after him, that's when I started to really look into him. So I'd say I was a Trump supporter pretty much from the beginning of the campaign. But I mean, I think your statement overall is correct, that I was a Cruz fan until he started stabbing folks in the back. Please go ahead.
Yeah. And so to enumerate the promises that Trump made, one is that it was expressed in that meeting of some 85 pastors that day that we were concerned about the issue of same-sex marriage that had been forged by the long-legged Mac Daddy Obama, and the Supreme Court had gone ahead and acquiesced illegally ordering all states to perform same-sex marriages under penalty of law, with that case coming out of Ohio. Well, we had said that We didn't want our churches to be intimidated or pastors who believed the word of God to have to submit themselves to the authority of the Supreme Court when we had already submitted ourselves to the authority of Almighty
God. Sure, so what did Trump do? Because I'll say this is one of the real criticisms conservatives could have, is what he said about Unite to LGBT and all that during his nomination speech in Cleveland, the other stuff. But he is appointing folks that are saying states' rights, and so he has kind of the left bashing him on that side of the situation. But he has said he wants to get a bill in to have the IRS leave churches alone and let them be independent again.
Well, Alex, you've known me for 8 years. I've been coming on your broadcast for 8 years, and thank God for that. But the IRS, they've never tried to tell me what to say, and they better not, because it ain't going to work. It ain't going to happen. But going back to what Trump did and what caused me to take back my endorsement was that he demonstrated emphatically and said about the Kim Davis event, who was arrested for refusing to issue a marriage license to two men there in Kentucky. When Trump was asked about that question, he said that Kim Davis ought to obey the law. It's the law of the land, obey it. When Bruce Jenner was at his building, he was asked by a reporter, would Bruce Jenner be allowed to use any bathroom within his facility, male or female? He said Bruce Jenner could use any bathroom he wanted. I'm a pastor of a church. We have a school. We got little girls. We got women. My wife and mothers go into bathroom. I just don't want a man going in the bathroom.
Sure, sure. The left is calling for urinals to be put in women's bathrooms. They want to end the gender roles, scramble us all together. They make it like we hate somebody. We don't. No, no. I mean, I get it. Listen, I always told leftists this. I said, listen, you're all mad at him with all this made-up stuff that he's this big right-winger, when in a lot of ways he's liberal. My issue with Trump is he does want to break globalism and bring jobs back. I see your point as a Christian that he is pretty darn liberal on some things, and I think that's a legitimate issue, and it's actually a real conservative criticism of Trump. That's what I'm really sick of with the left, though.
Somebody's going to find the statement I made about Trump where I said he was understanding, patient, and why. Somebody's going to find that and play that and stick it in my face because I said it. But here,
what I'm saying is that he's not out to get us. He just tries to be nice to everybody. And I know I can see what.
You know, you can't do that. But let me complete this. What happened was I withdrew my support, and I was good with that. You know, I stood before the church. I had to humbly eat crow and tell a congregation that I've led for 35 years here in Harlem that I'm withdrawing my support. Okay, I got past that. But then I started getting attacked, like they attack you, on issues. And you know how they come at us. And I'm open. I know that, listen, I dish it out. I expect it to come back. But when they started attacking me, I had to start defending myself. And that's when I started dropping down heavy on Trump and pointing out some obvious things that people were saying that just weren't.
Well, I think it is real opposition is what needs to be heard to keep him on the straight and narrow. He's got people around him pushing him in a certain direction, particularly, obviously, his daughter, people who are great folks, but that's where that liberalism's coming from. It was his daughter and others that convinced him to go nice in the first debate and that Hillary was going to be nice. She set him up. He figured it out. You know, I just don't think Trump's evil, but go ahead. Go ahead. I mean, tell us what you think about Trump.
Here, my position is now, after having taken back my endorsement and watched his maneuvering as a politician to gain the nomination and then from there to win the election, which I don't think that he necessarily thought that he was going to win. I have watched him, and I discussed earlier today, he very well may be made-to-order businessman, real estate developer, deal maker, par excellence. We probably never seen anybody or anything like him. But I think that he possesses a group of talents and also fallacies and flaws that are extraordinarily glaring when it comes to the well-being of a nation of which he is now being called to lead. For instance, I agree. I think his daughter and others convinced him to go liberal. I believe also that Trump is a New York liberal, like Ted Cruz said. I don't think he's a conservative. I don't think he has a conservative bone, but I think in his body, but I think that he has some potentials and some flaws that are deadly with respect to a nation and also to the people that gave their lives in support of him. And one case in point, and I'll stop talking for a moment. For 8 years, Alex, I was on your broadcast talking about the fact that Barack Hussein or the long-legged Mac Daddy Obama, the quasi-Muslim freak, was not eligible to be the president of the United States of America.
Okay.
And having done so in Harlem, New York, the most recognized place.
Oh, I got to do this hard break. We're going to come back and see where you're going with this. But look, all I know is Hillary's trying to steal the election right now. We could be dealing with Hillary Clinton. My gut tells me Trump wants prosperity. That's why the elite hate him. And we need, as patriots, to let our voice be heard.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 Steel Core Body Armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com, C-A-T-I-Armour.com. Come and take it.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Mr. Manning, you know, I like you, and I know you're a smart guy, so I like to have people on who actually do really disagree with Trump on some real issues. And I've just said all along, it is that he's too liberal on social issues is the only real criticism I could have. So, again, if somebody has legitimate criticisms, I'll hear it. I go out at anti-Trump rallies, there's a bunch of people with a rainbow flag screaming, he wants to kill gay people. And it's like, no, he doesn't. And they just don't care about the truth. He wants to kill Mexicans. He wants to deport black people to Africa. But if you look at some of the liberal background, that's real. But then what's made the elite so scared of him? That's not a put on. They're trying to get the electors right now to flip. They may do it. They're talking about civil war, all the rest of it, to keep him out of office. So why is the Pope and the communist Chinese, the Saudi Arabians, dumping in money against him? Why are they claiming he works for the Ruskies? Again, I agree with you on the liberal stuff. You're right. But I mean, still, why is the enemy so against him, Pastor Manning?
Well, I can tell you this. They may try to undo the election. They've got two chances of doing that, both slim and none. It ain't going to happen. It would be totally unprecedented in our American judicial system and legal system.
Well, so is Obamacare. Obamacare is a foreign tax.
Yeah, but they're not going to do it. Trump is going to, he's going to walk into the Oval Office under whatever circumstances he walk in. But there are people, even people that are.
But let me ask you this question. My gut told me when he won that night, they're not going to let him get in or they're going to die trying. My gut tells me that they're going to try to stop him. And what does your gut tell you?
Well, you know, I felt the same thing. Quite frankly, Alex, when I say something like that on the air, I get visits from the FBI, you know, that they're going to kill the president. So I'll let you say it, you know, and see what they do with you. But, you know, I think he's going to walk in, but there's a long way between now and January 20th. I can tell you that right now. But I'm not in favor of overturning the election. I don't think we should. I think the election was won, whether by hook or crook. I'm not so sure I got all that confidence in our voting in the electoral system anyway. But he won it. He got it. Let him walk in. But I think that one of the things I want to say to your listeners, your audience people, because they may not have caught this, they may not understand it. You understand the liberal aspect. You understand I'm a pastor. I've built my life on the word of God.
No, I understand. You want prosperity. You want people to be doing good. Oh, but at the same time, you've got problems with the fact that you're liberal.
I want people living in mansions, but I cannot abdicate the strength of the word of God. But I think what is happening of recent, and some of your listeners may have problems with, is that people have viciously attacked me when I withdrew my endorsement or when I pointed up some things that I thought.
No, that's not right. I mean, here's the deal. We can't just.
And I can't let people attack me without attacking back. It ain't going to happen. I got to defend my position.
Well, listen, I'm not in some cult. I mean, look. If Trump doesn't deliver on massive jobs and good Supreme Court appointments, that's my litmus test. I'm going to go Tasmanian devil politically as well. But I'm going to see if he delivers. Look, I get him trying to bring America together. And I'm more liberal than you, I guess, socially. I don't approve of what they're doing with kids, how they're targeting people. But I don't hate folks at the same time. But I do love God. But I'm not a preacher like you are, so I got to say I'm not as pious. And I mean that respectfully. But, I mean, look, he's not Hillary Clinton. If he just delivers an anti-globalist message, and that shuts down their program right there.
I think that it's important for us to understand that nobody wanted Hillary, not even black people. They didn't want her because Obama, big like a little boy, trying to get a date with a girl for prom. To get Hillary in. They rejected him. And it's a firm rejection. And not only that, Alex, but it's a rejection on his 8 years of failed policy as a president.
Sure.
He's a failure policy.
Well, what do you make of him so far, though? He really is asking corporations to move into the inner city areas. He's actually making those phone calls. CEOs have come out and said that's what he says in the calls.
Well, you know, I'd have to verify and look closely at where he's going to get the workforce to do that. The inner city, the biggest one is Harlem, New York. Right now, we're not ready for manufacturing.
Well, I mean, obviously, he brings it in close. Then that brings in people, maybe even from outside, but that brings money into the area. It brings investment.
Well, you know, they've tried that with gentrification. They've tried it in New York, Washington, Philadelphia, Detroit, and other places. And it has failed. It just isn't. I mean, you're going to listen. Germans have a certain kind of a mindset of perfection. Therefore, Cisco Systems and other corporations in Germany tend to get a really good worker. Rural people in America and the hinterlands outside of the urban areas tend to be better workers than urban workers.
Yeah, exactly. I don't care if they're black or white. Something about multi-generations dumbasses.
Yeah, it doesn't, you don't get the best type of worker coming from the city. And you're right, black or white is not the issue on this. So I don't see that as being a prosperous move. I don't see that working at all. But I do think it's important, Alex, that we look at who Trump is filling the swamp.
Oh, listen, I'm going to come back and give you like 5 minutes to run through it. I know you got to go soon. Bam, bam, bam. I mean, let's hear your view on Trump. Because, hey, he's about to be the president if we can get him in. And then it's going to be about, you know, trying to get him to do the right thing. There's a lot of people at him, like David Icke said, a lot of people pressuring him from different angles. We've got to do our own lobbying as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. They're trying to censor it, trying to shut us down.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'll tell you this, a lot of people in the government and outside the government, trust me, I've been around 25 years, been on air almost 22. I guess since April of this year, I've been around 21 years. This April coming up, man, that's like 3 months away, 4 months away. It'll be 22 years. And they know I'm for real. And, you know, I'm not somebody that just follows a politician. I saw the elite genuinely hate Trump and go after him because they didn't know whether he was just going to take over their operation or really overturn it. And right now I see mixed signals. But just the rhetoric he put out, And the global awakening against the New World Order and the corporate system is devastating. It's you judge a tree by its fruits. And rhetorically and what Trump's already done and what we've done has shaken the world. I mean, the elite are in panic mode. So I've got a wait and see attitude. And I see some really good things. I see some bad things. But that said, I see stuff 50 times worse. And I'm not a lesser of two evils guy. But I see Hillary stampeding forward to steal the election. Clearly, they're all over the news, op-ed saying, kill Trump, nobody gets in trouble. So something's big. My gut tells me, my spirit, that this it's like I thought I was on the edge of my seat a month and a half ago, and I told you Trump was going to win. Now I'm just like, whoa. And we'll go back to Manning here in a minute, but I just want you to know it's the way they're coming after us, too. And the idiots in mainstream media are like, oh, look, Alex Jones, you know, he admits we're coming after him. Yeah, thousands of articles sometimes a day, lies, twisted garbage. It's how far they've fallen lets me know how much danger we're all in. I'm not a coward. I don't think about this as me. I think about it as, man, this is crazy. Before we go any further, we are listener supported. We're not big corporate sponsors, and we've got the biggest sales that we've run in a long time because we have free shipping on top of it. 50% off super high quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet, $9.95. Living Defense Parasite Cleanse, 30% off. Silver Bullet colloidal silver, as I mentioned, 50%. Brain Force now has 20% more powdered capsules in each bottle, and 33% off on that. Winter Sun, vitamin D3, super organic, under the tongue, so you take it, liquid form. It's 25% off. Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2, 30% off. BioTrue Selenium, 30% off. Plus store-wide free shipping. And again, developed by my dad, oral surgeon, dentist, working with the biggest producer of toothpaste in the country. They supply the biggest names. It's organic, fluoride-free. It has true atomic nuclear iodine. That doesn't mean radioactive. It means it's in the nuclear form. And nano silver, peppermint, and tea tree oil. Amazing new toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the best toothpaste I've ever used. I couldn't get it developed in 2 years. My dad said about a year ago, just let me handle it. He even did the graphics, which are kind of retro, but actually everybody likes it. I guess I'll leave it the same. So I thought it'd take a month to sell out of this. We're going to sell out in the next few days, so thank you for your support. But it costs us like $4 a tube. We're selling for $9.95. I know normal toothpaste costs $4 a tube. It's hard to get the nano silver and the iodine. They got to do it in big industrial level. So we did order quite a bit of it because I thought this would last months, like I said. So we'll get your reviews of that. Our other products at InfoWarsLife.com get on average 4.7 reviews, thousands of them on the third-party site. So check it out for yourself. This is a game changer. Nobody's got it with colloidal silver or iodine, much less together. And you had tea tree oil and other stuff. It's a game changer. So thanks for your prayers, your support, and more. Going back to Pastor Manning. Pastor Manning, I'm going to just try to shut up and give you the floor here for about 7, 8, 9 minutes. I actually haven't had any lunch yet. I'm going to sit here and have some tortilla soup while you speak, my friend. So go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. And thanks so very much for allowing me this platform. There are a couple of things about the cabinet picks that Trump has made. And I'm referring to him as Tribulation Trump, a biblical phrase. One is Dr. Ben Carson, who during the length and breadth of the campaign really won the hearts of many Christians by promoting a ghetto story that either he tried to stab his friend with a knife and the knife accidentally or miraculously broke, and the other is that he was going to hit his mother in the head with a hammer. Now, you know, I've been around the hood for a while. I grew up in the hood. You know, we do a lot of things. We have to say a lot of things about our parents, but nobody ever thinks about hitting their mother in the head with a hammer unless you are psychologically, pathologically deranged. And no one would admit it, even if you thought about it. And, of course, this is what he said to get himself before the limelight of the people. For Tribulation Trump to now appoint him as the head of the Housing Urban Development Corporation agency of our nation, which he has never lived in public housing, it bothers me. It looks like a token appointment, which has been done 1,000 times by every other president that has ever sat in the Oval Office. They always have token appointments. However, my problem is with this one is that his business manager, Armstrong Williams of Ben Carson, said that he was not eligible to or did not have the skills to run a federal agency when he was offered something in the medical field because he was alleged to be a brilliant surgeon. He turned that down and he takes up housing and urban development. It makes me think that something is going on that is not.
But what do you mean alleged? I mean, he developed a lot of surgeries. He was done before he ever ran for office as a top innovator.
Yeah, I know. However, I say alleged because I want to go back to the fact he doesn't act very bright in other ways. He may be a tremendous surgeon. I'm saying he can join two twins. Nobody else has ever done it. But when anything else, he seems to be deficit of any other kind of integrity or personality. My other concern is Steve Mnuchin, who worked for Goldman Sachs, who was a Wall Street boy, who is an uber billionaire, who doesn't know the cut, the touch of a common man who has been in money all of his life and will continue to be in money all of his life. Right now, his name, Steve Mnuchin, will be written on every piece of money that America has that's made out of paper. He'll be in charge of the entire treasury. I'm just sick and tired of Wall Street always calling the shots regarding our financial situation. And Tribulation Trump said he was going to drain the swamp, get rid of Goldman Sachs. Hillary Clinton took $250,000 on several occasions for 20-minute speeches from Goldman Sachs that said nothing. A third grader could have written a better speech than what Hillary gave, but they wanted to buy influence with her. And damn it, they got Steve Mnuchin is now running the treasury. Every penny, every dollar that goes through the American system, the IRS, and everything else is not governed by a Goldman Sachs employee. I cannot be comfortable with that. I cannot believe that Tribulation Trump did not know that was absolutely a backslap on his promise and also a backslap in the face of the people.
You're pausing, so I'll jump in. I'm taking a wait and see on this, and I'll tell you why. I've had probably, I can't even count them all up, I can think of five or six managing directors from Goldman Sachs that head up whole divisions that are actually anti-New World Order, Naomi Prince, many others, that are fighting it. Anybody who's anybody, because Goldman Sachs basically runs the world, has been in Goldman Sachs. I mean, if you look at people they're appointing to be presidents in places like Italy, they are former Goldman Sachs directors. So when you look at this, I get what you're saying, but it's almost like that's what runs it all. And if you go into Mnuchin that you're mentioning, he's the guy that was anti-NAFTA and GATT. He has a different strategy about making it an American world. So I would say he's not a globalist. He's an American imperialist, which I'm not endorsing an American empire, but Mnuchin is an American imperialist, which I will take. I'm not endorsing imperialism, but our ideas, America being great. Globalists want to sell us out. They want us poor. That's in their admissions of Cloward and Piven. It's in their admissions of their plan. He wants to stick it to China, who's been screwing us over. Not the Chinese people, but the elites there. Here's the deal. I know people that know Rex Tillerson before he was anybody. Back when he was a mid-level engineer. I got a lot of family in Texas that have been engineers, you name it. He came from nowhere, okay, because he was such a good salesman. And he started in the 1970s as a low-level, in-the-field oil well engineer to the head of it because he's such a good salesman. He took Standard Oil away from the Rockefellers. They tried to take it back from him in 2006 when he was funding all the anti-global warming stuff, which we wouldn't even have defeated them if it wasn't for him. He exposed it was really a Ken Lay and Enron and a scam. Then they almost removed him, so he had to then play politics and say, okay, I'm for it, but notice it didn't happen. The new guy he's got over EPA, former Attorney General, Oklahoma, totally against it, exposes it as a fraud. So we're going to see what happens. But I'll tell you, Trump's being very Machiavelli against them. At least that's what I'm reading. If he gets in and doesn't do that, then we know we've got a problem. But those two individuals come from those powerful systems, but have not gone along with it like the others.
Here is my final concern, and I'll give you back your microphone. That is that Trump made a promise to me. I took a photo with him. I shook his hand. And Alex, there were a group of pastors in that room that for more than an hour and 15 minutes talked about nothing but getting Trump to apologize to the Black Lives Matter group because somebody tried to disrupt one of his campaigns early on. And Trump said, get him out of here and get him out of here now. For an hour and 15 minutes, the bulk of those pastors in there argued that Trump should apologize. I took the floor and defended Trump against all of those pastors saying, Trump, don't apologize. I told Michael Cohen, don't let him later apologize, backtrack. And I told Trump, don't ever apologize to Black Lives Matter. It's a business. It's a civil rights. It's a charitable, a business, a cottage industry. People make money off of the misery of other people. But my point now is this, is that what he did when he promised that he would never forget us, he would support us in our biblical causes, that and our Christian beliefs in Christianity is shrinking, like you won't believe globally, but here in America, when he backed up on that, I look and I see all the people that I know that need jobs. I have listeners all over America that are living on fixed incomes. It's tough when you're only getting a small check and that's dwindling and prices are going up. I see him doing the same thing to the workers that zealously voted for him that he did for the preachers that zealously promoted him to help us keep the Bible alive and keep the word.
Sure. I mean, I think his argument is he's going to get the feds off Christians. I think his argument is he's going to get the feds off Christians' backs and then let Christians, you know, do what they want and not be harassed.
Yeah, but, you know, this same-sex marriage thing is, and then Obama has, the one thing he's done is not Obamacare. The one thing he's done more than anything else is that he has pushed this same-sex marriage.
I'll say this. They are, children are being indoctrinated at age 5 in public schools, and it's basically pedophilia.
Absolutely. And so Alice, this is just flat out wrong for any humane society to promote, and for the government to come in and enforce this down because they've got the power, they've got Hollywood, they've got.
Well, I think it's important for evangelicals like Jerry Falwell Jr. and others, now that Trump's won, or at least once he gets in, to hold his feet to the fire and to say, hey, you said this, you said that, let's see it. And believe me, when I've talked to Trump, all I've done is told him, look, you got to prosecute Hillary, she's going to come after you. And we really need you to, you know, help with the family and this attack on it. And Trump says, no, I'm going to do that. And, you know,
by the way, you know, not to suck up or anything, but, you know, I did the Pizzagate thing. Several people sent me the Pizzagate issue. I have some listeners that listen to you more faithfully than listen to me. I'm jealous because every time I turn around, they listen to you. But and they, so they understood. But they'll tell you. And I did. I knew that you had been a part of getting that message out. I never want to criticize you. And Alex, I'll tell you, I mean, I do criticize a lot of people, but I've never once criticized you because I found you to be genuine. If you believe something, you believe it. If you have to be, you know, removed from those beliefs, you do that as well. And I think that's made you a tremendous success. I told our staff before I came on the air here, I said Alex Jones wouldn't have me on. Alex is media. They're not going to have me on 60 Minutes. But Alice is just as much media as CNN or anybody else.
Well, sure. I mean, I want to hear legitimate criticism of Trump that's real, not that he wants to kill the gays and it's the opposite. I mean, that's all made up stuff. What you're saying is legitimate. I mean, I know some people say the vitriol's been a little bit hotter on your own show. I mean, look, it's very entertaining. Can you get into the fire coming out of that? And also, you talk about how Michelle Obama looks. Just to humor me, I love it. Can you just talk about that?
Well, I'm not sure. I did so many things on. I call Michelle the fist bumper Obama, and I said at one point that she looked like an orangutan. I'm not sure exactly which one of those things. I said so much about Michelle.
I think she looks like a man.
Well, you know, Michael is who she is. No, that she actually has the physique of a man.
What do you make of Joan Rivers saying, of course she's a man, a tranny, and then she was dead? Then the media says, I'm lying, that I made that up. All I did was quote what they said. They call it fake news, and I say Joan Rivers said that. I can play the clip.
No. Listen, Joan Rivers died about 20 blocks from where I now sit here in New York City at a little lab over there off of Fifth Avenue. She said that Michelle was a tranny, and a week later she was killed, and she was killed because of what she said, because she's a powerful woman. She is a woman. She has a powerful audience, a powerful voice. And as a result of it, she lost her life. And so, Alex, the other reason why I push back so much against people pushing back against me, because if I go to a dentist or a doctor, or if I walk the streets of Harlem, my life is always on the line. And for Trump to have given up the birth certificate thing so easily and threw all of us under the bus that were birthers, that put me at
Pastor Manning, it's because we discovered that they duped us. Michelle did say in speeches in 2006 that he was born in Kenya. He did say in the Harvard Review he was born in Kenya on purpose to divert from his dad in Hawaii, who was Frank Marshall Davis.
I had a visit from the CIA back in 2000, I think at 9 it was, who gave me information that was irrefutable that Obama was not a natural born, that he did not attend Columbia University. I stuck my head out and conducted a trial that lasted an entire week. People came from all over the nation to be a part of that trial because of what that CIA agent told me, that Obama was not born. So, I mean, there could be evidence.
They're also professional liars.
Yeah, it could be coming from all different kinds
of Pastor Manning, let me just say this. Look. Trump's not perfect. All I'm saying, he's not Hillary. He's got the globalist upset and angry. Don't be mad at Trump because some of his more zealot supporters have chewed into you. But I think I think these are serious issues we should look at. And that's why if somebody's got legitimate things about Trump, like David Knight's got some, I say, absolutely, let's look at them. All I'm saying is let's not make it everything we do because we're barely beating Hillary that wants 5 Supreme Court justices and our guns and wants to shut down the free press. We know she's bad. We know what she's going to do, 20-plus year history. She's coming after me right now. So, I mean, you know, it's kind of a survival thing.
One thing that we need to pay very careful attention to, Hillary, when she did make finally her concession speech, she said something that startled me, and that was, we're going to have a woman president a whole lot sooner than you think. And she did that Hillary blinking of her eyes and shaking her head. So there may be a massive plan.
Oh, yeah. Look at Michael Moore. Trump. Look at Michael Moore saying he's not good. Folks, I'm telling you. Thank you, Pastor. We'll be back. Stay with us. Thank you, sir.
Attention, citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Mm-hmm.
out. I tell you, he looks sharp. Can't even know we see him right now. Let's punch him up for TV viewers. There he is in another one of his myriad studios, getting ready, getting set up to host the next hour. And he has got a lot to break down, a lot to cover, and some big guests coming up as well. He's got John E. Hunt, son of E. Howard Hunt, who was the head of the plumbers and, of course, ran the assassination operation in Dallas. So that is going to be a big interview. He's got tied into the CIA, the disinfo, the fact that the other intelligence agencies have come out and said, no, we didn't sign on to this. No, there's no real evidence. There's no intent. It's a very thin reed, to quote the head of all the intelligence agencies that reports to El Presidente. So that's all coming up. I didn't get to this like I said I would. I kind of want to get a chalkboard and explain how the real media works. I mean, there have been congressional hearings where they admit it, how the big foundations work, how the state-run media works. But we're going to get to more of this tomorrow, obviously. I don't want to sit here and make the news about us, but they're saying we are the number one enemy, and I want to explain how this works. I know most of you understand this. If they can shut us down, they can shut everything down. Quite frankly, I don't do this for fame or fortune or any of that. I do this because I don't want to lose to the tyrants. And our spirit of resistance is spread all over the country and all over the world. Frankly, if they kill me or put me in prison or try to shut us down, I've already laid out basically how they operate, what they do. The information they hate so much has been blueprinted already. So save these shows, save these radio shows, and just continue to, you know, get your own information out, your own research, and stay focused. The number one thing I've done, too, is not gotten involved in infighting. They're really good at getting infighting stirred up in the liberty movement, divide and conquer stuff. I've just stayed focused on the New World Order, focused on the fact they're unelected, focused on the fact they're setting up a world government, and they're now coming after a free press. They've announced it. And of course, they have disinformation bots on my own site, you know, commenting all over, going, where is it? You're still on air. Why'd you do that petition, which we're printing? It's done today. It costs us thousands of dollars to print. It'll be $500 to ship it to Trump Tower and to Congress. Giant pallet of your 100,000 signatures. Now we're going to reach out to people that signed it and create a First Amendment organization, a First Amendment defense organization, and it will grow organically like we've done. They're like, oh, you had a countdown. You're still on air. It was a countdown for how long the petition was out. Oh, where's the censorship? It's all over the news. It's happening to Breitbart. It's happening to us. The UN's taking over the internet. They're calling for shutting us down entirely. They just stall everybody going, there's no global government. There's no IRS persecution in Obamacare. They didn't hire 18,000 agents. Yes, they did. Nobody's coming after your guns. Remember Bloomberg 2 years ago said, I'm the biggest supporter of the Second Amendment out there. He's the biggest anti-Second Amendment. They're moving with their deception against us, and now is the time to spread the word. Now is the time to take action. Now is the time to understand the type of attack we're under. Now, if we get Roger Stone hooked up the next minute or two, we come back in the first five, I won't do it. I'll go to him because I want to bring up to him the calls for censorship, the calls for overturning the election, Nancy Pelosi's daughter running it. They said they've got 20, now 30. And need reportedly, what, 38 or something to overturn the election? A lot of folks think they don't have the, you know, the juice to do it. Folks, these people are bold criminals. Separately, we got free shipping running until, well, probably through this weekend, but we can't guarantee shipment to you before Christmas if you don't order by Friday. We've got the new Super Blue that has iodine. That's what turns the toothpaste blue. It's true iodine. That's blue-purple, not red, folks. And it has colloidal silver and a bunch of other stuff in it. It's going to sell out soon. It's so popular. I can't believe it. My dad created another super hit. InfoWarsLive.com or 888-253-3139. We'll be back. Hour number four. Spread the word. They're censoring us. I cannot hype this enough. It's happening.